Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Chav Zayin. And we had in yesterday's shir a stira, a seeming contradiction between two brisos. The first brisa had said that if you go and use Isser Hanah item to go and kindle a fire inside an oven, if it was a brand new oven, it was chadash, so you have to go and destroy that oven because it's always going to have Isser inside of it that you can never get rid of. And then we had another brisa that said, no, you just have to let it cool down and then you can use such an oven. So there's a seeming stira between the two brises, and the Gemara had given an answer that the first brisa that said, you have to destroy it, was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that seems to hold zeh v'zeh gorim is osur. And the second brisa is the opinion of the Chachamim who hold zeh v'zeh gorim is mutter. And that is the simple reconciliation between the two brises. But the Gemara had said, no, that you couldn't bring me a raya from the case that we brought yesterday that this is in fact correct. Because the Mishnah that we had tried to bring a raya from Arla, we disproved. So we pick up in the Gemara, eight lines from the top, Chav Zayin Omid Aleph, with this is the proof that Rabbi Eliezer holds Zev Zegorim is Osir. Ella, Rabbi Eliezer, the Atzei Asherah. The proof will come from a Mishnah that deals in Avodah Zarah with Atzei Asherah. Asherah trees we have discussed on a number of occasions are Avodah Zarah and they're Osir Bahanah. And the Rai is as follows. Ditnan, we learned in this Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Natal Hemena Eitzim. If a person would take branches off the Asherah tree, wood from the Asherah tree, Asurim Bahanah. It's forbidden to get Hanah from this Asherah wood. Now, Hisik bohenesa tanur, if you in fact lit an oven with such forbidden wood from the Asherah tree, so if it was a brand new oven, chadash yutatz, you have to go and destroy this oven because it's always going to have iser inside of it, and therefore the only way to use this oven again is to break it. It loses its status of being an oven, and then you could theoretically put it back together again, but that's the tahara that is required to get rid of this aspect of tumah from the Avodah Zarah that's in it, from the Asherah. So Chodosh Yutatz. It was Yashan, however, it was an old oven, so therefore the Asherah wood doesn't really firm it up by heating it up. It just makes it hot, so you could cook something in it. So all you have to do is let it cool off. If it's an old oven, Yashan Yutzan, just let it cool off. And then, in this situation, you can use this oven the next time. This is exactly analogous to the case that we said that the Braisa brings down that if it's a chadash, it has to be yutatz, and it's a yashin, it's yutzah. So this is exactly that shita. Then it tells us further in this Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, off of boes ha-pas, if you went and baked bread in this oven, asurim banah. This bread also is going to have the isser of the asherah wood inside of it, and therefore it's going to be asur banah. Nisar v'bacheros, if this bread that's also banah gets mixed up with other breads, v'acheros v'acheros, and that then gets mixed up with other breads, and onwards, kulan asurim banah. Since it's not batel, the Asherah wood makes everyone there be significant. It's a birya b'fnei atzma, it's a dover choshev, and therefore, even be'elef lo batel, and therefore, all the breads that get mixed up with this one bread that was made from the Asherah, or even something that it fell into, and then something from there fell into something else, all of them are going to be asur b'hanah. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Along comes Rebbe Eliezer, and Rashi points out he agrees with the Reisha, but he disagrees with this last statement that says you have to keep on throwing all the breads away. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, no, Yolich Hanol Yam HaMelech. You now have 100 breads, 1,000 breads over here, of which only one was the original Issur Hanah. So you just bought 100 breads, and it's really 99 breads are perfectly good. There's only one bread that was not good. So he says you just have to give the benefit of that one bread. You throw that in the Yam HaMelech. That you have to discard. And the rest you can keep for yourself. That's what Rebbe Eliezer disagreed with the Chachamim. So Amru Lo, they told him back. Yeah, the Girsa that we have is Amar, but it's really Amru. It's the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, that tell Rebbe Eliezer back, no, that's no good. Amru Lo, ain't pidyon Avodah Zarah. No, you're not allowed to redeem Avodah Zarah. And therefore, you can't go and redeem this one piece of bread that's the Asherah wood by paying for it, discarding the benefit that you got from that one piece of bread. So there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rebbe Eliezer, but only on the last case. On the first part, Chodosh Yutatz, Yashan Yutzan, there is no machlokas. So therefore, this is a case, if you use this new oven again the next time when you put in heter dikka wood, but it still has the original Isser wood from the Asherah inside it that made it firm. So this is again a classical case of Zeh v'Zeh Gorim. And you see that it's Osir, the Tanakhama is also agreed to by Rebbe Eliezer. So therefore, Rebbe Eliezer is the sheet that it said in the previous brisa from yesterday where we had the problem that one brisa said Chodosh Yutatz and the other one said Chodosh Yutzan. So the opinion that said Chodosh Yutatz is this opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Rashi points out it's also the opinion of the Tanakhama. And Rashi says over here that it's Rebbe Eliezer Umachlakuso, and the Baal Plukta that he's arguing with on the second part, so they both agree Zev is Evgard. Gemara says, no, still not going to accept this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Why not? Maybe you could say, Emor, the Shamas of Rabbi Eliezer, where do we say that Rabbi Eliezer holds like this Zev is Evgard is us, or maybe that's only talking about when you're dealing with Avodah Zarah, you're dealing with the Atzei Asherah. In that situation, it's such a Chomer Dika Issa, the Chamir Isure. However, Bishari Sun Shabbatorah, Mishamaslay, but who said he holds that way for our, quote, regular lav in the Torah, as opposed to Avodah Zarah, Atzei Asherah? So maybe Zev Zegorim is a unique din that's only applicable to the Asherah tree, but wouldn't apply across the board. So then Gemara says, well, then we're stuck. We do have a definite brice that it says that a brand new oven, a chadosh, is yutatz, has to be destroyed. Now, if it's not Rabbi Eliezer who says Zev Zegorim is osur, so then who does? Now, Rashi points out, we could have said that it was a Tanakama here as well, but they had the same problem with Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama. If you're saying that they're only saying it by a Natsi Asherah, then we don't have such a man diomar. But clearly the Braisa says there is such a man diomar. Therefore, the Gemara says, Ella imken aman tirmayi. Then we have no choice. There's no author of the Braisa if you don't say it's Rabbi Eliezer. And furthermore, va'od, ha'tanya behedja, we do have another Braisa that says exactly like we need this sheet to hold that Rabbi Eliezer holds Zev Zegorim by a regular Issa as well, not only by the Issa of Adazar, because this price says Beferish, the Chain Haya Rabbi Eliezer Oser Bechol Isurin Shabbatorah. It's not only by Atzei Avodazar Asherah that they're so Chomer Isura, but no, it goes by all Isurim in the Torah. He holds Zev Zegorim is Oser. Oh, Rabbi Eliezer. And the Tanakama here, Umach Lukuso, they are the Tanoic opinion that we brought down in the first Braisa that says Chodosh Yutatz. Nadigmar says, Amar Abaye, if you want to tell me, Imtim Salomar Zev Zegorim is Osir, if you want to hold like this Shita, that Rabbi Eliezer holds Zev Zegorim is Osir, so then we understand why Rabbi Asud the bread. We said in yesterday's Braisa, the Rabbi holds that the bread that is made from that is also Osir, because of, again, Zev Zegorim is Osir. It has the Shvach of the Eitzim inside the bread, and it has Heter of the bread, and nevertheless, Rabbi, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. That's because you hold Zev Zegorim is Osir. However, but if you want to tell me, no, if you have a Zev Zegorim, if you have some Heter and some Itzer, so then it is in fact Mutter, so then, and the only reason why this bread is also is because it actually has the Shvach of the Eitz and the actual Avodah Zarah inside of it. It's not a Zev Zegorim, it's actually some Shvach of the Eitz Avodah Zarah inside of it. That's why it's Osir, and it's the only reason why Rabbi says that it's Osir. Then, that would imply that Hani Ka'aros, the Kosos, Utsluchios, that these types of Karos is like a bowl, a Kos is a cup, Sluchis is like a jug of some sort. So then they, who have this Shvach of the Atzei Asherah inside of them as well, are no different than the bread. And Asiri, they should all be Aser. Now, that's if you hold that Rebbe doesn't agree, Zev Zegorim is Aser. That's just the Shvach Eitzim that makes it Aser. Then where do Rebbe and Rebbe Eliezer disagree? Because right now, we're saying that they have the same halacha in regards to the karos, the kosos, the sluchis. They all say that it's also because it has the actual shvach eitzim inside of it, like the bread. So where do they argue, Rebbe and Rebbe Eliezer, according to this opinion, that Rebbe doesn't hold Zev Zegorim is osur? So keep ligi b'tanur ukdera. They hold in the actual tanur itself, because that would be Zev Zegorim, and a kdera, which is a pot, which was forged with the fire of the Atzei Asherah. So you have over here the tanur, which was made up of the, it was forged with the fire of the Atzei Asherah, the Kedera, which was forged, this pot, which forged with the fire of the Atzei Asherah, and then you're going to cook in this oven with Heter firewood, or you're going to cook in this pot with Heter firewood. So in this situation, this is exactly the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Eliezer. According to Rebbe, who says Zev Zegorim is mutter, so then the Tanur and the Kedera are fine to use them again. If, however, you're cooking according to Rabbi Eliezer, Zev Zegorim is Osir, so therefore it's Osir. So, again, Laman Diomar Zev Zegorim is Osir, Rabbi Eliezer Osir, and Rabbi, Laman Diomar Zev Zegorim is Mutter, would say that it's Shari. Oh, this is the way we have to understand the Machlokes. Ika Diomar, others had a slightly different version of it. And according to this Ika Diomar, Afilu Laman Diomar, even according to Rabbi, who says Zev Zegorim is Mutter, nevertheless, while they argue about the Tanur, Kedera Asura, the Kedera, they both would agree is Asura. Why is that? Because the Ha-Kibla Bishula, because when you go and put the food into the Kedera is 100% Asura, and there is no Zev Zegorim over here. The Bishul that you're putting into this pot, Mikame Denitan Eitzim, the Hetera, is the pot is holding this Issa before you put it onto the fire, with the Eitzim of Hetera there making it Zev Zegorim. So therefore, the pot in this situation is also Kedera is Asura. Rashi explains, because you put the food into the pot before you put it on the fire. But if you had the pot heated up on the fire beforehand, and then you put the food into it, then it would be a case of Zev Zegorim, and it would be mutter. Now the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. This version that Rav Yosef says in the name of Yehuda in the name of Shmuel is different in terms of the appellations, in terms of which Shita was which. Before we said that Rebbe was the one that said that the pas is osur, and the Chacham say that the pas is mutter in the case. Rebbe holds Shvach Eitzim Bepas, that the actual Isser of the Atzei Asherah is in the pas, and that's why it's osur. And the Chacham would disagree with Rebbe, say no, that we don't consider that actual Isser of Atzei Asherah. It's a byproduct, a benefit, the heat of the Atzei Asherah, which isn't the actual Atzei Asherah, and therefore they hold that the pas is mutter. That was version number one. But here, according to Rav Yosef, I reviewed them, or Shmuel, he says it's different. It's the exact opposite. He says, if you have a tanur shisiku b'klipi arlo, according to his version, it was if you have the oven that was heated up with the shells, the peels of arla fruits, which are asa b'hanoah, or b'kashin shul kilaya kerem, or with the straw we said of the kilaya kerem, which is asa b'hanoah. So in yesterday's brisa, we had the exact same lashon, and the first part, they both agree. Chadosh yutatz, if it's a brand new oven, you're now forging with the fire, so it has the isser, the shvach of this isser hanoah inside of it, yutatz, this tanakama, like yesterday's tanakama, it's the same exact tanakama, seemingly, says that you have to destroy the oven in this situation, because it was forged with this Isser Hanoah item, either the Klipe Orlo or the Kashish Shokilaya Kerem, and therefore the Isser is built into it, it's forged into it. When it was a brand new oven, so the Isser stays in there forever. That's what makes it firm, that's what makes it forged, and therefore the only way to use it is to destroy it. But Yashin was already forged previously, and all it is hot now, so just wait till it cools off, Yutzon. Fine, that's exactly the same as yesterday. But here's where we have a different opinion. Offer Boes HaPas, if you bake the bread, so again, in yesterday's reading of this brisa, Rebbe said that it's osur, and his Bar Plukta says that it's mutter, but here we have the exact opposite. Here we have Rebbe Omer HaPas Muteris. Rebbe's lenient opinion says the bread is mutter. He doesn't hold Shvach of the Eitzim, of the Kilaya Kerem, or the Klipe Orla is inside of it, and therefore it's mutter. And it's the Chachamim that Omrim HaPas Asura, the exact opposite appellations from yesterday. Gemara says, well, Tanya Yevchot, but we learned yesterday differently. How was Shmuel disagreeing with the brisa that we learned yesterday? Shmuel says, Shmuel Evchotani. Shmuel learned it the other way around. He had in yesterday's brisa as well, that the appellations were switched around, that it was Rebbe that said HaPas Muteris, and it was the Chachamim that said HaPas Asura, not the Girsa that we had. That's Teres number one. Teretz number two is a very strange and difficult to understand teretz. The Yibayi Seima, teretz number two is as follows. In fact, bi'almok sover Shmuel halacha k'Rebbe mechaveiro v'lo mechaveirov. In general, Shmuel holds that when Rebbe argues one-on-one against the other Tanoim, Rebbe wins. Shmuel holds that halacha k'Rebbe mechaveiro. When it's a one-on-one argument, we pass like Rebbe. But when it's Rebbe against the Rabbim, normally no, v'lo mechaveirov. Rebbe loses to the Rabbim. But here's the exception to the rule. In this case over here, with the pas that was baked from the Klipe Orlo, or the Kashin Shokilaya Kerem, so in fact, Shmuel holds that Rebbe wins Afilu Mechavei Rav. Here, he would win out even against the Rabbin. But since nobody's going to believe that, because we always pass it like Rebbe only when he's arguing against the Yochid, but not when Rebbe argues against the Rabbim, so Shmuel said a strange thing over here. V'sabar, Shmuel said, Esnaya Ifcha, I will switch around the appellations over here. I will say that Rebbe is the one that says the pas is muteres, and the Chachamim hold the pas is asura, because he wanted the pas to be asura. So he gave it the Chachamim's name, even though it was Rebbe Shita. But he holds like Rebbe, who says that the pas is asura, but he didn't tell anybody that. He said, oh, Rebbe says the pas is muteres, and this way they'll follow the Chachamim's opinion, which is the pas is asura. Ki heichi denekom rabbanon lisura. So his bottom line psak will be the people who say, oh, we follow the Rabbim, we follow the Chachamim, and the pas is asura. Now that's the right answer. But he gets about it through a very strange way. He gets around about it by switching the shitas around. We paskin, he says, that the pas is asur because Rebbe holds that way, and Rebbe, in this and only this situation, wins against chavei rov, plural. Normally he doesn't, but here he does. But since the people won't believe me, I better make it that Rebbe's the one that's makel here, and they'll paskin like the machmir chachamim that say the pas is asura, and that's exactly what I want them to do. That is one major problem with this. Shmuel is not telling us the truth. How is he allowed to do this? Very strong question. And we see this in other places in Shas as well. This is not the only time we have this. So the Shaar Mitzvayim Ba'alacha brings down a Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, which tells us as follows. This is halacha. Im Shama Din, if a Talmud Chacham hears a din, v'nira lo shalacha kach, and he thinks that this is the halacha, but they won't listen to him. Mutter li omro b'shem godo. You're allowed to attach this halacha and say, I heard this from a great Rav. Ki hechi de lekable mine, in order that people should accept his halacha. Because they won't accept it otherwise. But if he attaches it, oh, Rav Moshe said this. Oh, the Rav Zatzal said this. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said this. So then people will suddenly listen. So therefore, Magen Avraham paskens, again, in Siman Kuf Nun Vav in Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to make up, so to say, that so-and-so said this, and Adam Gold said this, if you're convinced that that's the halacha, because in this way the halacha will be accepted the way it should be. Now that's what the Shaar Mitzvayim Ba'alacha says. However, he says, this is still tzorich iyun, very difficult to understand this, because he brings down from the Sof, the end of Maseches Kala, it says over there, Ha'omer David b'shem Chacham Shelo Gemara Mimenu, if you say something over the name of Talmud Chacham and you didn't learn it from him, Gorem L'Shechina Shetistalik, you're making the Shechina leave this world. And he left, bottom line, with the tzorich iyun. The Shaar Mitzvayim Ba'alacha says, I'm not sure how to understand this Gemara exactly. How could Shmuel do what he did? Again, we have the Magen Avraham to support what he did, but it's still a very difficult understanding. Now we go to the end of the Braisa. The end of the Braisa said, Bishla gabi gecholim, if you cook this bread, not on the fire itself, but on the coals, so then, divriyak kol apasmul teres, then everybody agrees that the bread is permissible, because you're not getting direct hana from the atzei asherah, they're now coals, and therefore you can have the bread over here with no problems. Everybody agrees to that. Here we call hapas muteris. Now, we have the gears over here, Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar, Shua, but on the side it says, Nira, Shu, Tos, Hadfus. This is just a printer's error. And what we really should say over here is Rabbi Yehuda, Omar, Shua, or V'Rabchia, Barashi, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan. We have the two of them saying something, and we don't know which one said which. Chadamar, one of these two Amaroyim, either Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel or Rav Chiya Bar Ashi or Rav Yochanan, one of them said, Chadamar, lo shanu eli gechol omamos. This is talking about coals that are still hot, but they're not flickering. They're not really red hot. They're just hot, but they're dying out. They're embers. And in this situation, only there does Rebbe agree, because going according to the opinion here that Rebbe said, Hapas Asura, the first version, not like Shmuel had said. So we're going according to Rabbi over here saying that the Pas is Asura, which was Shmuel's opinion anyway as well, and therefore Shmuel says that the Pas is Asura only if it was cooked on the fire. But if it's cooked on these coals that are almost out, they're just embers, so then Gecholim Omimos, then the Pas is Muteris. However, according to this, Avol Gecholim Lochashos, but if the coals over here are still flickering, they still have lots of fire in them, so then asur, then this is no different than cooking it directly over the fire. The Chadamar, the other one of these Tumandi Amars, again, either was Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, or it was Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav Yochanan, the other one said, Chadamar, no, afilu gecholim lo chashos, even if the coals have some flickering to them, nevertheless still nami mutarvin, it's still considered mutar according to Rebbe. Now, according to this second opinion over here, this Chadamar Filu Gecholim Lochashos Nami Mutarin, so we have a problem. Bishlam Lamandi Amar Lochashin Asurin. According to the first version, it said only the Amamos is permissible, but the Lochashos is Asur because they're flickering. They actually have flame coming out of them. Asur Mishum Diye Shevach Eitzim Bapas, because that's a classical example of where Rebbe would hold that the benefit of the Atzei Asherah or of the Klipe Orlo or the Kashin of the Kilaya Kerem is physically present in the wood. That they got the heat from the flame. However, Ella, according to the second Mandiyama, Afilu lo chashos is mutaris, even if it has some fire coming out of the coals, that's not considered something that makes it shvach eitzim in the pas, so then it's mutar, according to even Rebbe, so then, pas the osir, yesh shvach eitzim the pas, le Rebbe, heich nishkachasla. So then when do you ever have bread that according to Rebbe is osir? If the coals, whether they're very dull coals, embers, or they're flickering coals, they have flames shooting out of them, both of them are mutar, so then what is the case of the fire making the bread Asr, according to Rebbe. So I'm a Rapapa. Rapapa says, no, Bekisha Avuka Kinegdo, when it's directly on the fire, when there's literally flames over here, the wood is burning, it's not yet charcoal, it's actually burning it like a torch, Kisha Avuka Kinegdo, in that situation, that's when we say Shvach Eitzim in the Pas, and that's when we say that the Kilaya Kerem or the Klipe Arla are actually in the bread, and Rebbe would say that the bread is Asr. Easy to understand. We turn to the Amud Beis. Michlal, this implies, however, the Rabbanon, the Pligele, this implies that the Rabbanon that argue with Rebbe, they would say that even the Avuka, Sharofilu Kishavuka Kinegdo, even over a flame, a hot flame, they would say that that's Mutter. How come? According to them, El Eitzim, the Isur, the Rabbanon, Hechemishkazla, how would you ever have fire that's made from the Klipe Arla or the Kilaya Karim? How could that ever be Aser? According to this opinion, even with an Avuka, even as a hot fire, it would be Aser. Amar Rav Ami Bar Chama, so Rav Ami Bar Chama. Some say the Yavid says that this is Rami Bar Chama. Rav Ami Bar Chama is a shortened form of Rami Bar Chama. Rami is a shortened form of Rav Ami. So Amar Rav Ami Bar Chama Bishar Shifa. You know what we're talking about? It's not a fire. We're talking about it's a piece of wood that they took the Asherah tree, or they took whatever it was, and they made it into a chair. They made it into a bench of some sort. Now, when you sit on that, you're directly getting Hanoah from the Atzei Asherah, or from the Klipi Arla, or from the Kashim of Kilaya Karim. Only in that situation will the Chachamim say there's actual Isser involved that you're getting Hanoah from. But if it's any type of flame, even an Avuka, and certainly if it's Lochashos, and certainly if it's Amamos, that would not be Usser. Gemara asks another question. Again, we just said Rav Abi Bar Chama, that was Rami Bar Chama. Same person, he says the following Shiloh. Tanur shisiko batzi hektish. If you go and light a fire, you forge a fire with the wood of hektish, as opposed to until now we were dealing with the wood of either kilaya kerem or klipe orlo or atzei asherah. So he says, if you light up a fire, tanur shisiko batzi hektish for offerable apas, and you then bake bread in that type of a tanur, l'rabbanon disharu b'kamaisa, according to the rabbanon that said that it wasn't an iser beforehand, that the bread would be permissible. They did not hold, in the case of the kilayim or the orla, that you're dealing with shvach that's from the iser inside the bread. According to that opinion of the Chachamim, the Sharu, the first version that we had, not the one that Shmuel switched it around, but according to the Rabbanim that said that the bread is permissible, the Sharu become Isa, my, what would be the halacha? Would they agree that the bread that's baked with the atzei hektish is also permissible, or would they agree here that it's aser? So Amalei, so Ruchista, who was asked the question from Rami Bar Chama, responds and he says, Amalei, hapasa surah, here the bread would be asur. So Gemara says, how come? Uma bein zo li arla, why by arla or kilaya kerem did you say that it's mutter? By hektish you say that it's asur? So he gives the obvious teretz, Amar Rabba, hachi hashta, why are you even asking? Arla b'teilu b'masayim. Hektish afilu belav lobatil, because hektish is much stricter than arla. Arla and kilaya kerem, they're both batil if you have 200 against them. But hektish afilu be'elef, even if you have 1,000 against hektish, hektish doesn't become batil. Hektish is so chashiv, it never becomes batil. So Rava says, therefore, that can't be the question that was asked. Elo amar Rava says, if there was a question asked over here, e kasha lei, ha kasha, if there was a question asked over here that Rami Bar Chama really asked, so then this must have been the question that he asked. V'halo mo'al hamasik, when the person lit this hektish wood, he put it on fire, so he committed me'ila. When you take something from hektish inadvertently, so then you're over the issue of me'ila. When you're over me'ila, you did a terrible sin, you have to bring a carbon me'ila, and you have to do tshuva, but that item that you were mo'al on no longer belongs to hektish. So here, v'halo, the person who did me'ila, the mo'al over here, hamasik, the one who lit the fire, he made it ice hektish. And whenever the person who did the meal over here, the one who lit it up on fire, so it no longer is considered hektish. So therefore, when you're burning it to make the bread, it's actually not using hektish anymore. So therefore, it should be permissible. That's what Rava said was his question. When Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chisda this question, this is what he was asking him. He said, you did meal on it when you burned hektish, and therefore the wood is not any longer usser, so therefore the bread should be mutter. That was his question when Rav Chisda said that the pas is asura, so he said, how come? So Amar Rav Papa says, because you know why? We're not dealing with hektish wood that is typical hektish wood, which if you do me'ila on it, you're going to take it out of the status of being hektish, and it's called chulin through the act of me'ila. But you're dealing here with the shlomim wood. This is wood that somebody had designated this for the purposes of purchasing a carbon shlomim. So it only has what we call kedusha of kotche kalim. It doesn't have kedusha's betek habayis, but it doesn't have kedusha of a carbon of kotche kadoshim, which has me'ila. Kotche shlomim, which are kotche kalim, don't have me'ila. Now, we'll see what that means over here. This goes valiba, the Rav Yehuda, the Omer. This only goes according to the opinion. Rav Yehuda says the following. If a person were to use syrup, hekdish b'shogeg, if you do me'ilah on hekdish by accident, so then the halacha is mischalal. It becomes no longer hekdish. It becomes through the act of me'ilah, which by definition, me'ilah is only always done without knowledge. It's done unintentionally. So whenever you do me'ilah of something that is truly hekdish, so then it's mischalal. It becomes ois hekdish. However, b'mezid, if a person steals something from hekdish, it never loses its kedusha. There is no din of stealing it that makes it lose its kedusha. It's only me'ila, which is by definition b'shogeg, that it loses its kedusha. So just like b'mezid enu mischalel, so why is that? B'mezid, my time alone, why if you did something b'mezid, it doesn't lose its kedusha? Because the din is that something b'mezid doesn't have me'ila. So kiven de lav bar me'ilo, if you do something b'mezid, to usurp hektish b'mezid, it doesn't lose its status of being hektish. It's not a bar me'ila. Me'ila is only when it's unintentional, by accident, b'shogeg. Therefore, lo nofik l'chulin. Mezid, or something that's not a bar me'ila, doesn't go out from its status of being hektish to being a status of chulin. And now shlamim, we understand this wood, which has the kedusha of shlamim nami, kiven the lav bar me'ila ninu. By definition, a shlamim can't have me'ila done to it. If a person were to go take a carbon shlamim and eat it, or ride it, do something with it, he's not over me'ila, because there's no din of me'ila by kachim kalim. It's only after you sacrifice it that the emurim of kachim kalim have the status of kachim kadoshim, and there is me'ila on that, but not on the actual shlamim itself. So the shlamim wood and the shlamim have the same status of they're not me'ila abol. There is no din of me'ila on them. So shlamim nami, kiven the lab bar me'ilu, since you can't commit kamilu them, lo nafka l'chulin. That's why this wood didn't go out to chulin. If it had been real hektish wood, it would go out to chulin. But since it was hektish on the level that it was used, it was designated to be purchasing carbon shlama with, and since a shlamim can't have me'ila, so too this wood can't have me'ila on it. Lo nafka l'chulin. That's how Rav Papa answers this. Mara really questions this, however, still. So you're implying that if it had been regular hektish and you had done me'ila on it, it would actually not be hektish anymore, it would be chulin? I'll show you that that's not true. Well, Tanya, we learned in a braisa. It says, call on his srofrin Ephron mutter. Whenever you have to go and burn something, so the ashes, the afer with an olive, so the ashes over here, they are mutter. You're allowed to get hanoah from it. Now, the one exception to this rule, the Brisa says, chutz me atzei asherah, as opposed to the ashes of an atzei asherah, the avodah zarah, because these ashes of atzei asherah are still osur. And by the way, the Brisa then tells us, the afer hektish, and the ashes that come from something that was hektish that you burned, also le'olam or osur, also are going to be osur. Now, the simple understanding over here is that even if you did me'ila on the hektish, it would still be osur. So how can you tell me kol hecha demo'alam asik nafki l'chulin? Whenever somebody did me'ila by burning something, it goes out to chulin if it had the status of being me'ila abol, if it was kachi kadoshim, if it was the status of bereka bayis, and you were mo'al on it, so then you, in fact, are removing it from the status of hektish to the status of chulin. So why over here do we say that afer hektish is la'olam aser? That should not be true. If you did mila, it should not be true. So again, Amar Rabbi Bacham, Rabbi Bacham explains, no, you know what we're dealing with over here? No person did mila to it. You go in shenoflo deleika me'ileha. Batsi hektish. That fire came on it on its own. There was no person that did mila to it over here. Therefore, it retains its status of being hektish. Afer hektish la'olam aser. Because you're dealing here that nobody removed it from its status of being hektish. The leka inish the nimol. When you have over here the fire that fell on it on its own, so no person did me'ila to it, and that's why it stays hektish. There's no way for it to become ice hektish. As opposed to if a person did me'ila, that's a way for it to become ice hektish. And therefore, kol hecha demol hamasik, when the person who burns it did me'ila, so then, nafki l'chulin. It's only when it was, naflo deleka me'ilea, the fire just came on it on its own, then, ain't no mol, it's no din of me'ila. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, Rav Shmaya Amar, another teretz of you. Ba'oson shetun and geniza. We're dealing over here with a very specific type of ash. Not all afer, but this specific afer. What afer? The afer of the Trumas Hadesh and the Tanya. It says, v'samo eitzel ha-mizbeach. What does it mean, v'samo, you shall put it? It means, benachas. It means, when you put it down, you have to put it down in a specific place. Meaning that you don't throw it, you put it down. And likewise, v'samo, it means kulo, all of it, not just part of it. And v'samo also means shelo yifaze, you have to put it down all together and not let it go and be mifuzar, spread out all over the place. So here, this is a special gzeres hakasav to tell me that these ashes don't have me'ila. These ashes never lose their status of being hektish, but other ashes do. And therefore, if somebody is masik, the hektish, so then he removes it. If he did it by accident, he removes it via his me'ila from being hektish, and it becomes cholin. Now we go all the way back to the Mishnah, Chav Dalid, and the Mishnah there told us, the last part of the Mishnah was, Rav Yehuda Omer, Ein Bir V'chule. Rav Yehuda said that the only way you do Bir Chometz is B'davka B'Sreifa. The Chacham said, no, you can do things other than Sreifa. Gemara says, Tanya, we learn the Brayso, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Bir Chometz El Sreifa. Our Tana, Rabbi Yehuda says, that in the Brayso, as well as he did in the Mishnah, that the only way you can do Bir Chometz is if you do Sreifa. Now, he says, I have a Kav Chomer to show you that I'm right. He says, V'adin Nosein. The Kav Chomer, the logic over here, dictates that what I'm saying is correct. Why is that? Uman Noser, he says, Noser. Noser is meat that's left over from a carbon beyond the time that you're allowed to eat the carbon. So this meat that's left over, this Noser, the din is it has to be burned. And by the way, there's also an issue of carcass if you were to eat it. So he says, Uman Noser, She'eno Babayi Ro Abayi Motze. Now, Noser, you're allowed to own. It doesn't say it's also to own Noser. It doesn't say it's also to see Noser. It's not also to have Noser in your possession. So nevertheless, Ton Sreifa, it requires Sreifa. So certainly, Chometz, which has a din, She'eshno Babayi Ro Abayi Motze, which you're not allowed to have in your possession, you're not allowed to see it. So therefore, certainly, Allah Haskama Vakama, Lokol Shekin Shaton Sreifa. That is Rabbi Yehuda's Kal V'Chomer. If Nosar, which isn't also Babayi Ro Abayi Motze, must be burned, so certainly Chometz, which is over by Rabbi Yemotze, it certainly must be burned. That was the Kav Chomer the Rabbi Yehuda presented to support his case that Chometz requires Sreifa. The Chacham disagree. Amar lo, the Chacham say to him, that's not a good Kav Chomer, because kol din sha'ata don tchilosu lahachmir, granted, your Kav Chomer is going to be more Chomer over here in one way, but besofel ha'ka, but it's going to lead to a kula in another way. And therefore, eino din, you're not allowed to don this as a Kav Chomer. Now why is that? Because lo matzo eitzim. What happens if you're saying you're 100% you're supposed to go and burn it, kav chomer? What happens if you don't have wood and you can't burn it? Lo matzo eitzim l'sarfo. So then in that situation, yoshiv bato, you're not going to do the mitzvah burning it. Is that really true? That's a kula. So therefore, HaTorah Amra tashbisu se'or mibatechem. The Torah said, get rid of the se'or. Destroy the se'or from your house. And that means, b'chol dover shatu yochol hashbisu. Destroy it any way that you can. Lav dafka by fire, like you, Rabbi Yehuda, are trying to tell us. So that's how the Chachamim shlug up this Kav HaChomer from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's not done yet. Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, great. I'll agree over here to what you're saying, but I still have a better Kav HaChomer for you. Chaz Rabbi Yehuda v'don dino acher. He has a different Kav HaChomer, the following Kav HaChomer. Noser is also b'chila. Noser is forbidden to eat. And Chometz also b'chila. And Chometz likewise is also to eat. And therefore, my noser b'sreifa, just like you have to burn the noser, so too, av chomets b'sreifa, they're comparable. And therefore, just like you have to burn one, you have to burn the other. So what do the Chacham say to this? So they disagree with him here as well. Amulah, the Chacham say to him, no, nevela tochiach. Nevela, which is also to eat, doesn't have to be burned, and that will be the proof. The nevela tochiach, because nevela's shasur b'achila, it's forbidden to eat a nevela, and nevertheless, eino tu sreifa, you don't have to go burn a nevela, like kelef tashichonoso, you can give it to your ger toshev, you can sell it to the nachri, you can give it to your dog. The eino ton sreifa doesn't require sreifa, even though it's an isra achila, so too over here, the chametz, which is an isra achila, doesn't require to be burned, it can be disposed of, gotten rid of in any way you want. So therefore, the chacham say, that's not a good kav chomer. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like their response. Amar lahu, Rabbi Yehuda says to them, no, hefresh, there's a difference between the case of the nevela and the case of the chametz. What is that? Nosar is also b'achila u'bahana. You can't compare me to nevela, because nevela is mutu bahana. But nosar is also b'achila, you're not allowed to eat it, and bahana, you're not allowed to get any hana from nosar. And likewise, chametz. Chametz is comparable to that. Chametz is not comparable to nevela. Nevela is different than Nosar and Chometz. Both Nosar, which is also Bachila Banah, and Chometz, which is also Bachila Banah, therefore they're the same. And therefore, Yehuda argues, my Nosar ton Sreifa, just like Nosar requires burning, so too, Av Chometz ton Sreifa. Oh, that, Rabbi Yehuda says, is the proof to my Shita. Chacham say nothing doing. Amrulo, the Chacham say no, that's not correct. I'll show you from Shor HaNiskal. Shor HaNiskal Yochiach, from the fact that a Shor HaNiskal has the same properties as does the Nosar and the Chometz, and yet there's no chiyuv to go burn the Shor HaNiskal. Why is that? Shor Niska Yochiach Sha'asu Bachilo Bana. Shor Niska is also forbidden not only to eat, but it's also forbidden to get anah from it. And yet we don't find the Eino Ton Sreipa. We don't find that you have to go burn a Shor Niska. So therefore you don't have to burn chametz. Why are you comparing the chametz to? No, sir. Go and compare the chametz to Shor Niska. And therefore it doesn't require Sreipa. Rehuda says, nope, I'm right. Amalhan, Hefrish, there's a difference over here. Why it's preferable to compare the chametz to Nosar and not to Shor Niskal. And the reason is as follows. Hefrish, there's a difference between them. Nosar is not only also Bachila, and it's also Ba'anah, but it's also Va'anish Kares. There's also an Issa of Kares to eat Nosar, as opposed to by Shor Niskal. Shor Niskal is also Bachila Ba'anah, but it's not an Issa of Kares, and therefore you have to compare over here. No, sir. The chametz is also bachila. It's also ba'anah. The onish kareis. So those two are comparable, and therefore manosa b'sreifa of chametz b'sreifa. Therefore, it makes sense to compare no, sir, and chametz. Both of them have the three properties: isra achila, isra anah, and in isra the tzachiv of kareis, onish kareis. And therefore, compare no, sir, to the din of chametz. Just like no, sir, requires sreifa, so too chametz requires sreifa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says to the chacham. And they respond one more time. No, the chalev of the Shor HaNiskal is also an Isser of Kares. Any chalev is an Isser of Kares. So therefore, the chalev of the Shor HaNiskal has all three things also. It's also Bachila, Ubahana, the Yonish Kares. And nevertheless, Vein Ton Sreifa, and it doesn't require Sreifa. So too, compare Chomets to the chalev of the Shor HaNiskal instead of comparing it to the chalev of Nosar. We turn to the Yom Aleph, Chav Chesem Aleph. Rebbe Yehuda is not giving up yet. Chazer Yehuda v'dino din acher. So he tries one more time, one more kavuchom. He says, "Nos nor yesh no b'val tusiru." He says, "Nosar has something, and nosar of course requires sreifa. It has another aspect that we only find by nosar and by chametz, and that's a din of b'al tusiru. It's osur to have it in your possession. So in addition to having an achila of isra of achila, an isra of hanoah, an isra of kares, and there's an isra of b'al tusiru." So therefore, v'chametz v'bal tosiru. Likewise, v'chametz has a din of bal tosiru in addition to the other three, Yisra Achila, Yisra Anoa, and Yisra Kares. And therefore, that's the most important thing to compare the chametz to the nosa, which has all four categories. Man nosa b'sreifa, and therefore nosa requires sreifa. Av chametz b'sreifa. So Yehuda says, now I got you. And the chametz say, no, you don't. Amrullah, the chametz say to him, no, I'll show you that that's not true, because there are other things that have a din of nosa to them that don't have an isra of bal tosiru. Ashim Talui, if you have a carbon Ashim that's brought because you're not sure did you or did you not do a sin, or if you have a Chatas Ov, a Bala Sofek, if a woman is not sure did she miscarry or did she not miscarry, so she's allowed to bring a Chatas Ov for possibly that she miscarried a real Vlad, so then she has to bring a Chatas Ov, but maybe she didn't miscarry anything and she doesn't have to bring it, so a Chatas Ov you're allowed to bring Ala Sofek. And now is where we really got you, Rabbi Yehuda. According to you, since these things are all Isser Achila, Isser Hanoah, an Isser of Karis if you eat them, and an Isser of Baal Tosiru, so you should have to do Sreifa to it. So Lidvarecha Yochicha, you yourself are going to prove yourself wrong. Because according to us, Shein B'Baal Tosiru, and we say Sha'anom B'Sreifa, we say that you have to do Sreifa on it, but you, Rabbi Yehuda, V'yatom B'Kfura, you say that the Ashim Tali, the Chatzis of Baal Sofik that are left over, you don't burn them. You, in fact, just have to bury them. So you're hoisted by your own petard. You are, in fact, the reason why your argument isn't good. It's from your own proof, because according to you, they should have been by Sreifa. But you yourself say that that's by Kfura. So if the comparison was Chomets to Nosar, so then the Chatas Ov and the Ashim Tali should have all said Sreifa. But they don't. So therefore, your whole Kavachomer is slugged up, and you're wrong, Rabbi Yehuda. And in fact, Shosak Rabbi Yehuda reviewed that nothing to respond to them, and he is silent, and he admits that his Shita is not correct. The Gemara says, Amar Yosef, Rav Yosef tells us, this is what people say, the popular aphorism that people say, kapa dechata nagra, a cup, a kaf, a ladle, that the professional artisan over here, this nagra, this carpenter, that he hollowed out, he cut out over here from the wood, whatever he made it from. So with this drink itself, with this cup itself, begava nisrov chardala, when he puts hot mustard into it, he's going to burn his tongue. The very thing that he made is causing him his trouble. Similarly, Abaye says the same exact idea. Am Abaye, sadono besadne Yosef. When a person who goes makes chains, he makes the shackles that, like the ball and iron chain that you make for somebody. So when he goes and commits geneva, and they put him in the shackles, midavil yaday, from his own handiwork, mishtalim, he ends up paying. In other words, he hoisted himself by his own petard. And finally, Rava says the same thing. Giyara begire miktil. The one who makes the arrows, when he gets shot with an arrow, it's his own arrows that kill him. Midavil yidei, from his own handiwork, mishtalem, he's paid back. The Ben Yod explains what each of the significance of these three things are. Each one is going from a lesser state to a more of a definite state and even a greater definite state, that it's the direct cause from his own actions. And the bottom line is that all of these Amoraim are basically saying that Rabbi Yehuda shot himself. Rabbi Yehuda over here, by going through this Kal v'chomer, by his own sheet that it doesn't require Sreifa, but the Ashim Toli and the Chatas Ov only require Kvura, so his own Shita destroyed him over here. And that is the conclusion of the Gemara. That concludes this little sugya and today's shir.